This is Paige McKinney, reading from USA Today Tech Section. Media jostles for viewers relevancy with Election Night Live Streams by John Swartz. The media is looking at election night with a whole new view. The Super Bowl of politics, the election of a president on Tuesday, culminates months of around-the-clock campaigning, coverage, and carping among surrogates for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. All that remains is live election night coverage, where the digital electoral map will be rendered in blue and red, and pollsters and pundits explain why. But there's a new twist to traditional coverage this year. Cord cutters, millennials, and millions of mobile device users have an alternative to network news and cable TV news operations. Elections can be covered by anyone and present a once-every-4-years opportunity in media, says Tom Noonan, a lecturer at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. Can streaming channels offer something different than talking heads? Noonan says. The emergence of CNN and MSNBC upended the traditional order decades ago, setting a precedence for disruption. Cable proved to be a reliable alternative to the three networking dinosaurs, ABC, CBS, and NBC. A handful of ambitious productions mark the latest changes in a technology that rapidly evolved with YouTube, 6-second clips on Vine, and fledgling live streaming services like Meerkat and Periscope. The calculus changed dramatically with the emergence this year of Facebook Live. As with Twitter's Periscope, users broadcast breaking events, from attempted coups to demonstrations to police shootings, but to Facebook's much larger audience. That live streaming technology will no doubt be used to great effect next week, especially given the way social media has played an unusually pivotal role in both candidates' campaigns. Tuesday night's grand experiment in news dissemination could also portend a major shift in how must-see events, such as presidential elections, awards ceremonies, and sports contests, are covered in an increasingly digital age, says Brian Weiser, senior analyst at Pivotal Research, an equity research firm. It's an inexpensive way to reach viewers on a broad scale via Facebook Live to promote one's brand, Weiser says. Longer term, he sees the broadcasts as a vehicle to eventually entice advertisers who have left mainstream media over the years for the internet and social media. To be sure, TV remains king. Network and cable TV amassed viewership of 66.8 million during 2012 election night, according to Nielsen, and experts predict an even bigger audience Tuesday. But for those who were looking for something a little different, a few live streaming candidates. YouTube. A full roster of media operations, NBC News, PBS, MTV News, Bloomberg, Telemundo, Complex News, and The Young Turks are among the news channels beaming results and news live via YouTube. Parent Google won't say how many it expects will tune in, but it did draw 8.5 million for the first three presidential debates and averaged 1.7 million at peak viewing. Facebook, ABC News. ABC News and Facebook are expanding their partnership, forged during the major party conventions and four debates, to live online coverage of the presidential election. The earlier pair-up drew 28 million video views for the conventions and 24 million views for the debates. ABC, on its Facebook feed, is offering wall-to-wall coverage Tuesday with vote counts, analysis, and live streams from key polling locations and candidate election parties. Nightline co-anchor Dan Harris, anchor Amna Nawaz, contributor LZ Granderson, Good Morning America co-anchor Michael Strahan, and ABC News correspondent TJ Holmes will be featured. The audience is expected to be in the neighborhood of the 55 million views on Facebook Live during the day of the first presidential debate in September. The New York Times, Daily Caller, and others also plan to broadcast on Facebook Live. We think we have the top political team in the country, and we want people to come to the source, says Micah Gelman, director of editorial video at The Washington Post, which plans a 5-hour-plus live broadcast. Previously, it aired 30-minute pre- and post-shows for the debates. CBSN, the network's digital streaming news service, available on Apple TV.